Probably the green screen won't just make things a mess. We'll find out very, very soon how bad it is. Also, I don't know why I can't figure this out, but I can't get it to reverse so that when I point at something, it actually points at something. So when I go like this, I have to remember that I'm pointing at the wrong side of things. I have to go like this. Yeah, I'm going to do that, actually. It's actually not a bad idea. Because then I can remember that, like, yeah, it's actually a good system. I got it figured out. It's going to be great. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so first things first, right? We want to know what role Amira, which we kept talking about last year, and we talked about, he gives her the get, and the Nesina comes without a proper Gerushin. So we want to know what's the problem, right? As we said, there are different possible problems, that she's Kone, that she's, there's no Nesina, the Nesina's broken, things like that. And number two is that she's already partially Megurash Esli, Pasul Mina Kuhuna, things like that. That was our first issue. Okay, so our question is, first, wait, what role does the Amira and Nesina coming together, what we saw in Ayin Chet, what do those two do in Gerushin? And do they have to go together with Gerushin, right? So we know that you need both of them. The question is exactly what role do they play, right? We have a Megarashis Ishta, V'amar la harayat mutaras l'chol adam, el l'ploni, so you said you have to take it and give it and redo it. Right, both according to Rabbi, and according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's that was point number one. So everyone agreed that if you gave a get improperly, that you have to redo it. Okay, we know that there's some level of amira that's necessary, right, in the question of amira, because the Mishnah Maseches Ma'aser Sheni tells us about the Ma'aser Sheni below Kar Shem. Ryosi says, since it's clear what you're doing, that's good enough. And Rita says, no. The same thing by getting in Kiddushin, right? You're talking about getting in Kiddushin, and then suddenly, Natan Legita v'Kiddusha, v'lo Piresh, Ryosi Omer Dayo, or Ryuda Omer Tzarech L'Farish. It says you actually need to say it explicitly. You can't just imply. Okay, so definitely some sort of communication is necessary, right? We need her to know that she's Megurashas. You need to speak about it. Question is, how much actual Amira do you need? Right? Is Amira in part of the Gerushin or not? Hold on a second. My wife just keeps calling me. I'm just going to check if everything's okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, right? Amira Begerushin, right? We know that it is necessary. We've seen it. Or we think, we know that some sort of communication is important. Question is, how important? Okay, and if it's important, right, what role is it playing? Carrying on, right, the Sifrei in Devarim implies that Dafka, they do need to go together, right? There's a clear connection, that there's a connection between the Nesina and the Amira, both of which are necessary, and they need to go together, right? Right? Meaning when you give it to her, that needs to be the shiluach mibesa. Okay? So if we're gonna zoom out to our official handy dandy whiteboard, right? The Sifrei sounds like it's saying something like that, right? A, Nesina is clearly an important, and Amira are part and parcel of the same thing, right? There needs to be a Nesina. Nesina is the Mishal Chami Beso, and therefore you need Amira, right? You need Amira Begershin, right? You need Amira Begershin as an important part of the Nesina, which together create the Ma'aser Shiluchim, right? Okay. That's sounds like point number one. That's what it sounds like from the Sifrei. Getting to the Gemara, though, the Gemara has, right, Amar la kinsi la shtar chovze, osha matzatsa me'achorav, karasa v'yinei yigita, ino get, ad she yomar la hagitech. So you need to tell her, Hagitech. Right? Wait a second, I don't get it, says the Gemara. Who cares? Right? It's the same as saying, oh, go and take your own get. And you can't have, she can't take her own get. You have to give her the get. Nesina, everyone agrees, is necessary and important, right? So if he basically pushes it over to her, he gives it to her sort of, you know, strangely. Okay. But basically he gives it to her. He sort of gives it to her in a weird sort of strange bump way. Tani nami hachi, amar la kitzi shtar chokze. O shishi lafto me'achorav, karaso rehu gita, ino get, ad shayom ala hagitech, dibe rebi. Rabbi Yishima ben Elazar, omer lo lomim get, ad shitlan amen, v'yansu v'tena v'yom ala hagitech, right? Which we talked about previously. Nasu miyad v'hi yishena, ni ora v'karasa, rehu gita, ino get, ad shayom ala hagitech, dibe rebi. Shayom ben Elazar, omer, ad shitlan amen, v'yansu v'tena v'yom ala hagitech. Utsricha, because I would have thought in the first one, well, she's aware, right? She just doesn't know that he's doing it. Another one, she's sleeping. So the answer is I need both of them in order to tell me that it's really an issue, okay? What comes up here is that it's a machlokas, whether or not you need Nesina and Amira together, right? Rebbe says you could do the Amira afterwards, and Rebbe Shimon Elazar says you can't. And if you go to Daf Nunhei, suddenly we have a bit of a different issue, a picture. An opposite picture. Right? Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was married. He testified to this fact. Basically, he says, oh, you see Edim, you see this get. I'm going to trick her into thinking it's a Shtar Chov. He's in Gresh's, right? Milo Amr Yochanan Gida lo beinan daita, because we don't need her das. If we don't need her das, why do you need to tell her, right? If gerushin works bal korcha, so we don't need her das, and since you could be megayish ketana who doesn't have das, in which case hachanami lo beinan das. Right? Pshita. Wait a second. Gemara says obvious. Ma udit ema kibud amar kinti shtar chov ze batli b'tule kamash malan. He is the batli ve'idim hud amarlu v'haid kamarati misham kisufa. Right? If he said Kitzi Shachov, I would have thought that it actually doesn't mean to be Megaresh. But the fact that he tells the Edim, no, I'm giving a get, makes it clear that he means to be Megaresh. Right? Putting it together, what do you end up with? Right? The exact opposite. Our Gemara, the Gemara and Ayin Chet, both seem to imply very clearly that Nesina and Amira, right, really need to go together. Amira is clearly important. The most extreme we have is Rebbe, who says that you don't actually need to give it and do the Amira B'yach. But of course you need both of them, right? This Gemara on Daf Nunhei seems to be implying that it's not necessarily part of the scene at all, right? I could skip Amira. I could tell the Adin that it's a get. Even that, and it implies, is only a din in the necessity of knowledge. I need to know that this is a get, because otherwise maybe he didn't actually have das being Megaresh. But that's a problem for the Eden, right? That's not our problem. That's not her problem. It's not his problem. In order to know, we need him to say it at some point to the Eden. Okay? So, once again, our opinion from Ayin Chet and Pei Dalet is that it's an important part of the get, Nesina. And our impression from Daf Nun Hey is that it's really not so important. And for some, we need it, but really for technical reasons, right? Because of why, and this is a good, very important svara point, if you can be Megarish Bal Korcha, why should you need her das, right? Why do you need to tell her? Right? It's a good time, right? If you don't need her das in order to be Megarish, then why do you need to tell her? Why might you?
Maybe the telling isn't only for her sake, but also for your sake and Adam's sake.
Right, very good. So one option is to say, okay, you might not need to tell her, but you need to say it, right? just like the get might be a manifestation of your das, we also might require that you actually, you know, go out and say it. Option number one. Option number two is maybe, even though you don't need her consent, what might you need?
You need to send her away.
Right. Very good, right? You might need, like, a maisa, you know, a maisa shiluchin, right? What Hillel is saying is more that there's a chalos of the get, and you say it in order to trigger it. And what Andy's saying is, oh, well, actually, maybe just because you don't need her consent, you still might need a maisa shiluchin, right? You might need to go and send her away, right? The breakup component, the idea that you're really severing the marriage, involves you looking her in the eye and saying, we're done, you know? You have to say, it's not me, it's you. Or it's not you, it's me, you know? You gotta say, like, I'm sorry, you know, we're done, we're through. It's gonna be painful, it's gonna be messy, but you gotta just do it, right? You gotta tell her. Okay, so let's see, what did Rishonim say? So Tosfos Anayin Chet says, I don't get it, right? On Daf Nun Hey, Mishtameya, Daf Filu Lo Amar Kasher Gabe Meidu, so Shor B'Yochanan Ben Gud Guda. Right, Nishma Amar Le'idim, Ru'u Getzeh. So he says, okay, maybe, here's the thing, right? Yagidu le'edim, she migureshes, afu bishi isha miskareshes ba'okarcha, mikol makom tzarech lomar la, ha'igiteich, v'rei ha'amitares chol adam. Why? She'teida shehi migureshes, v'lo tehe chozeres, de'be'inan shehi mishalcha ve'inu chozeres. Right, what's that mean? What's he saying?
That she needs to be aware of what's happening.
She needs to be aware of what's happening, exactly, and why.
So that effectively actually is a gerushin.
Right, but I'm saying, why do you need mishach? Why? Because you're not going to have gerushin, because you're missing. What are you missing?
Shlicha. Cutting off.
Wait, I'm pointing at the not fundamental degeration, right? You can see that, right? Tosfos is saying, there's some other thing, right? It's not like, oh, Amira is part of Gerushin, right? I need part of Gerushin is that she's Mishal Chaveinu Chuzeres. They need to know that they're through. They need to know, they need to be past whatever, you know, whatever reasons you give for Mishal Chaveinu Chuzeres, which in a Hanami, right, can have similar themes to the Amira. At the end of the day, Amira doesn't do it, right? What does it is, oh, I need Mishal Chaveinu Chuzeres. So if I need Mishal Chaveinu Chuzeres, the Amira itself is not really fundamental to the Gerushin at all. It's not even part of the Gerushin. It's just, I told the Edim to tell her, you know, her friend, to tell her that she's Migureshes, right? You send her like snail mail. She'll get it in 2 weeks, right? She'll know it's real because it has like the postmark, but fundamentally, there's no real communication there. Okay, so there's no Amira according to Tosfos, it's just you need Mishal Chaveinu Chuzeres. Tosfos writes something similar. Tosfos, so it says, Yish kan nesina, elav nesha eina yecholo lishomro, omer laki shenei ura rizageh v'daylam. He says, nesina is important, right? But what's the problem? She's sleeping. So what can't she do? She can't be Mishamer Skita. Right? Very similar to what Tosfos said. Essentially, there are these external rule, constraints on Gerushin. She needs to be Mishal Chaveinu Chuzeres. She needs to actually have her get, right? We need her actually to stay out. We need her to actually have her get. Otherwise, there's no Gerushin. So once again, right, we're going to end up in the Amira is not necessary. The Amira is a Hechet Timsi. It's a practical way at making ex post facto ensuring certain other things. Okay? Okay. What about, does anyone say something, you know, that we like more? So the Rambam does. Right? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ini shem mitgaresh es ela b'ksav shegiyala. B'ksav zehu nikra geh, v'asar dvarim hei nikraya geh min ha-Torah. And one of them is, v'sheyitnenula b'fnei edim, v'sheyitnenula b'toras gerushin. V'sheye abalo sholchen hu shenot nenesla. Right? It needs to be given to her, b'toras gerusin, right? Uminayin she'inu nosim la'ela b'toras gerushin, she'nemar k'sefer krisos v'nasan b'yada, she'yitin oso b'toras k'sefer krisos. Aval l'mnasa lo b'toras shu shtacho v'omzuza, v'hi yishin v'niora areyu b'yada ino get, v'im amalach p'ein hareza, g'teich hareza get. His implication is that it needs to be given to her as a get, right? You need to give it as a get, mamish, as part and parcel of the... As part and parcel of the Nesina, right? It's part of the Maisa Shiluchim. But we paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe, he says, oh, the Nesina is still a Nesina, but Torah's Gerushin, if you clarify afterwards. Who else said something like that? Although more like this than like that.
Rabbeinu Chananel?
Okay, sort of.
Sort of.
Rabbeinu Chananel, we're going to get to in a second. What did Rabbeinu Chananel say? Rabbeinu Chananel Dafka said that they're both important, but he also said you could split them, right? So actually, if I was talking about Rabbeinu Chananel, I would put Rabbeinu Chananel here, which we are going to do in a moment. In fact, I can do it right now.
And can you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, hold on one second. Oh, I'm just going to do this because it's... Just do that.
Oh. This is so cool.
It's cool. I like this. Yeah. Okay. Azoy. Oh, I'm going to wait. Okay. I'm blocking the answer. My question is like this. Who else definitely fits into this part of the Chakira, right? That Amira is clearly an important part of Messina. I'm going to keep blocking. I see people are trying to see behind my head. I'm going to move ahead. I think the Ritva says it also, right? Remember the Ritva on the Sigya of Kanasu Lipasman Kahuna? So the Ritva says, Kol Zman, that you have a Nesina, right? While you're within the window of the Nesina, you can add in the Amira. I think you cannot see the Ritva and the Rama being slightly different, although I don't really know. Because the so this is speculation. But I think maybe, right, the Rambam sees as you need the Maisa Shiluchin. Part and parcel of the Nesina of the Get is that it's given b'toras Gerushin, right? It's part of the Nesina. There's a Maisa Shiluchim, and if you don't give the Get as part of that Maisa Shiluchim, you're out of juice. The only thing is that you could clarify that, right, while you're still there. I think the Ritva's formulation in general was slightly more that you have a Nesina, and Toch with the Nesina needs to be an Amira. Yeah, Shane.
What would you say about Rashi, though? Like, where would he fit into this scheme?
So Rashi's hard. Rashi, I don't really know. Because what happens with Rashi is that Rashi basically says, until you're a Konet, you haven't really had a Nesina, right? So what you could theoretically do, according to Rashi, is that even if she's holding it, if you physically handed it to her, and then you're machne to her and do the Amira, then the Nesina and Amira are coming together when she's Konet. Right? So Rashi just sort of hasn't really talked about these issues because he's really sort of dealing with a different problem of, oh, she's already been Konet. And he thinks that by being machne, it's almost the same as that is a Nesina. Right? So I think Rashi really avoids this issue, so we don't really know what Rashi thinks. Okay, so the Rambam and the Ritva definitely hold that Amira is part of the Nesina. It's part of the Gerushin. It's a fundamental part of Gerushin, right? And part of the Gerushin to her, right? It needs to go together. And I think the best explanation, and maybe that's also the Ritva, just not sure, is that it's a Maisa Shiluchin, right? You have to actually go and I'm being Megarish. We're done. We're through. See you later. And otherwise, you're not in possession of a bright and proper Gerushin. Okay? On the other hand, we have Tosvos, who says, oh, she needs to know post facto. Why? Either because of Mishal Chaveno Chazares, or because she needs to be Mishamaya Siskita. Okay. Who else do we have? Who else is out there? Is there anyone who sort of hits up a middle position, right? Amira is important. But not as part of the Nesina. It's not part of, oh, you, the Nesina and Amira need to go together and they're what create Maisa Shiluchim. And not, oh, Amira is really just an ex post facto thing that I need in order to clarify. So we have two shittos that we know of. One is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, Kishu Osek Benesina, Matrich Libnosin Haget Lomar Harezikitech, Varea Mugurash Meni, Varea Mutaras Haladam, Amu Insarch Lomar Kain Ella, Liravcha Demil Sabyam. Right? Why? So he says at the end, Afo Gavda Omar Lael, Nasan Laget, Vihi Yashena Inoget, Alma Diba Inan Daita, Hain Mishum De In, but Das Cloud Grua Mecharash. Okay? He says basically the following. Oh, it's a little bit hard to pick out of his lashon, but how can I see it? Yeah, I can see it now. Right? The Mordechai says you need awareness, but you don't need Amira. Okay? Meaning, you need her to understand that she's being Itgarashas, but you don't need to say Harayat Migarashas. Or Hagita, right? Meaning, it's like an interesting shiluv, right? Amira isn't important, but we do. It's not just, oh, her understanding is like a secondary ex post facto problem. It's part and parcel of Girushin, is that she knows that she's being Nizgareshas. What we don't need is him to say it, okay? Now, why is that good and bad? Or not good and bad? Why are those, on the one hand, right, that helps us in terms of the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam, it's similar to the Rambam in the sense that the knowledge of Gerushin is important. It's dissimilar to the Rambam and the Ritva in that
it's not necessarily part of the Netina. It could be dot in any other way.
Right. And even more so is that it's not that he needs to inform her, it's not like a Maisa Shiluchin, it's a breakup that he needs to say, we're through, right? He doesn't have to like push her out the door. She needs to understand, right? Their relationship practically needs to end, so she needs Das, that this get is being Chal, but there's nothing in the act of giving over the get that requires her Das, in terms of him, right? Meaning the Das component is there, but it's not that he needs to tell her. We don't need a Maisa Shiluchin. What we do need is, in order for the Chalos Gershon to be Chal, she needs to understand that she's Megureshes. Okay. The next Shita, and this is an interesting, a very interesting one, is the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, Yesh Lahashiv, Nehi Delo Ba'inan Daita, we don't need her Das. Aval Ba'inan Sheyotzi Habal HaShiluchin Mipiv La'achar Ksivas Hagen. And the Rashba says the same thing. Oops. Meaning, we don't need Das. We do, right? We don't need Das. We do need that he should say the Shiluchin, and therefore, who does he say it to? To the Eidim. Okay? Why? How would you explain that? Right. We need Amira. Amira is important, but we don't need her Das. And why? Because based on the Gemara, hey, we don't need her Das in order to be Megarish.
To show that what's going on right now is the Gerishin.
Okay, so to show what's going on. But I think even more than that, because we don't just need it to be clear, we need him to say it. The Lashon of the right of the Baal Amor is Delo ba'inan daita, ba'inan sheyotzi habal hashiluchin mipiv. Right? It doesn't sound like he needs to clarify. He needs to express the shiluchin. I think the answer is that just like the get is a manifestation of his das, we need him to manifest his intent to be megarish verbally as well. Right? Sometimes kavana or lishma, right, require just intent, and sometimes we need you to say it, right? We need you to really express your intent. So Gerushin, which is really totally on his, in some sense his das, you need him to actually mean it, right? To intend it, to actually say it. And if you don't say it, it doesn't work, okay? So what happens? It says the Rav Rashba and the Baal Amor, you actually don't need her das, but you do need to express it, Because the Amira, Klapet yourself, is part of the Gmiras Das of being Megar. Okay? Okay, so now, just to pull everything together, or many things together, some things together. Okay, in terms of how does Amira Basof work, right? How do we deal with the Shita of Rebbe? So according to Tosfos, it's very easy, right? It's just to let her know at the end of the day, right? We already know more or less that they're Megureshes, but if you don't tell her, then we have to worry about Mashal Chaveinu Chazeres, Shemeshamaras Kita, V'chul, right? So the Amira afterwards, according to Rebbe, is very easy to explain. You just, at the end of the day, you just send her a text, oh, by the way, you're Megureshes, keep an eye on that get, and don't come back in. According to Rashi, also it's not so bad, I'm blocking Rashi, right? But you need to be makna her the get. And until you were makna her the get, it's always yours, so there was no nesina. Tosa says, you had the nesina, and that's all we care about, and therefore the Amira is only a tosefet that you need in order to avoid other issues, external issues. Rashi says there's never a nesina in the first place because it's still your get in the Gemara and Mishnah 9:10. The Baal Mor and the Rashba and Rabbeinu Chananel, as Andy was pointing out, or Rabbeinu Chananel a little differently, all say what? They all say that there are two totally separate stages, right? Rabbeinu Chananel says there are two separate stages. You do need her to know, but they don't have to come together, right? And the Baal Mor and the Rashba say there are two separate stages because the Amira is to the Eidim, not to her, right? So they separate Amira and Nesina. And then the Amira Basof is just, I have two totally disconnected things, A and Aleph. I did IA, and now I need to do Aleph. They're not connected at all, right? Now, if you think, like Rash, the Rambam, and the Ritva, that no, Amira and Nesina are two joint entities, right? They create a Maisa Shiluchin. What you need to say is that you're still in the middle of the Nesina, and that you're completing the Nesina. You did give it Betorah Asgerushin, and now you're just clarifying that. Okay? But you need to explain Rebbe as not really saying anything, you know, far beyond what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying. Okay, and now just to get us to our final maskanos, it's like this. If you think that Amira is part and parcel of Nesina, what does that say about Gerushin in general? I think what it says is that your Gerushin is fundamentally a natural process, right? There's naturally a breakup going on, which you enact via the get, but who's being Megaresh? The Baal, right? The Baal's being Megaresh. He has to do it, as the Rambam says, Ligaresh with a get, b'sefer, but who's being Megaresh? He's being Megaresh. He's just supposed to do it, b'sefer, right? And therefore, really, he's, as the Megaresh, needs to do a Maisa Shiluchin, right? He needs to break up with her. He needs to divorce her. He gives her the get as part of that, right? That's the tool that he's using, but he's the one doing it. He's the one breaking up, and a natural breakup requires Amira and Nesina, right? You need to pack up all the other person's stuff and hand it to them and say, here's your cardboard box with your stuff, now get out. On the other hand, if you think that Gerushin is fundamentally a legal formal process being performed by the get, right, then Amira is not necessarily part of Nesina. What does the Gerushin? The get does the Gerushin, right? You obviously are in charge, able to decide to give a get, right? But what is it? Is it Gittin or Gerushin, right? What's the operative component? Is the get a hechatipsi to create Gerushin, or that the get is what creates Gerushin, right? He is able to create a get. He's able to trigger a get. And bringing this back to the general question is, how much do we see Gerushin, Ebay ben Noach, as something that you could break up? Sorry, Isha, as something that you could break up? Is Gerushin a natural possibility or not? And even if it was, nowadays, you know, once you have Matan Torah, how much is Isha's primarily formal, right, and obviously also practical? You can't say that there's no, that there's anyone disagrees with the other in terms of the existence of the natural and the formal part of Isha's, right? And therefore the natural and formal part of the Gerushin. The question is which one leads, right? Which one creates momentum to create the entire process? Do you have the practical, which then creates the formal chalos, or do you have the formal chalos, which then also creates the practical nafkamina? And I think this is actually a good situation that highlights that. The more you think that there needs to be an amira and an expression between of nesina and maisa shiluchin, the more you're going to say that there's like a natural component to gerushin. He's being mishav sami beso, right? Like the sifrei was saying, the nesina needs to be also mishav leacher, as opposed to if you think that it's not necessarily connected, that Amira needs to be part of Nesina, then I would say that really what creates the Gerushin is the get, right, in a formal sense. And as the Baal, obviously he's the one who does that. Shkoyach. Questions, comments, disagreements? By the way, do you guys like the...